Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, title sponsor for the show. Really do appreciate your support. Fat, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name is Chuck Bransgaard. I'm the executive director for the Fort McMurray SPCA.
There we go. Second time here.
Second time.
Now, this time, I know Tanner was a little bit sad last time that you came. You didn't bring a special guest or a companion with you, but that you did this time. So this who time do we I have did. Here with us today that's coming on for a few minutes with us?
Today we have Freya. Freya is being escorted by Daylene. Daylene, you want to bring in Freya?
All right, so have we had a pet on the show before?
We've had a dog once.
Okay.
Come here, Freya. Come on.
All right, so what's the story with Freya here?
Well, Freya is adoptable right now.
Right.
So she's looking for a forever home.
Okay.
And she's, how old is Freya right now? I think she's two. No, she's older. Seven.
Okay.
7 years old, so approximately 7 years old.
All right.
And
Freya's camera shy. She's going out of her way not to get on camera. Come here, Freya. Right now. Tanner's trying his best.
Come here, buddy.
Oh,
here.
You like me, of course.
Yeah, of course. There come you here. Go. There you go. There you go, baby. Yes. Yeah. Freya loves scratches. She's very friendly, very affectionate.
Awesome.
Yes.
Freya, well, thank you for coming in. So what's Freya's story?
Backstory. I don't know, honestly.
So Freya actually, she actually originally came from the Lloydminster shelter. She was transferred to us. Sometimes we do, some of our long-term residents, we may look at transferring, giving them a second chance somewhere else.
Okay.
It's just a long-term.
Right.
So she was in the Lloydminster shelter for a long time, and we had a long-term resident, so we did a switch.
Okay.
Lloyd helps us with that more often than not when we have those type of situations. So she came to us, and she has been with us for some time. She was adopted briefly, but had to come back. Nobody's fault, not her fault.
Right.
So she has been come back to us. She's an extended resident. She's been with us for a long time. So this girl's a little bit too familiar with the shelter life, and we'd love to see her find a forever home.
There we go.
She would do phenomenal with a jogger, a hiker. Somebody that this girl wants to run, and trust me, she will outrun you.
Okay, there we go. That's a good sales pitch. I love it. Cool. Well, if you're out there and you're a jogger, runner, hiker.
This is your girl.
We got a girl.
She loves to be cuddled afterwards.
Yeah. There you go. And I think that's a big thing when you're running in the trail system to have like a pet there with you to like,
absolutely.
You know what, make you aware of other animals that may be there.
It's and also how it makes you run faster too. Like it keeps you going.
Yeah.
It motivates you to move. So that's good.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Freya, for coming in today.
Thank you, Freya. Thank you, Daylene.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Very cool. So how do people find out about the pets that you have for adoption? Is that something that you guys are posting regularly on your
social media
channels?
So we're posting regularly on our Facebook and on our website. Okay. But you can also come in and just visit the pets themselves. Honestly, a lot of the times we encourage you get people to come in and just see the pets because it's a lot easier for them to understand what the pet's personality is if they're actually visiting with the pet and talking to our care coordinator, Daylene, or one of the kennel attendants that can actually tell you the personality of the pet.
Okay.
That way you actually know if it's going to be a good fit for your home.
Right.
So it's not just a picture on the screen. It's also something that you can see
very,
and touch
very
in person.
True. Okay, listen, this show is live, so I got to tell Tanner something off topic. We have another guest coming in 8 minutes. And so at some point, you're going to have to go and let that those guests in.
All right. Well, at that point, it'll be on the guest.
That's right. So that's right.
No pressure for you, but the camera will be on you for that.
Yeah, that's right. So then you're going to do all the speaking topics. They have, they've written, and they're definitely showing up today.
All right.
Cool. So.
Excellent.
Back to the live show. So the SPCA, you guys have something coming up very soon here that you wanted to talk about.
Yes, I did. May 15th, we have a big event, and we're trying to raise at least $15,000 for the event.
May 15th.
A lot of money, yes.
That's in a few days.
In a few days. That's
okay.
Very important. So it's called our Pedals for Paws.
Okay.
We sell off the bikes that we have in our compound.
Oh.
And we also are doing a barbecue, and we're also selling some of our items that we have stored upstairs in the attic. So this would be like scratching posts for cats, beds for dogs and cats,
yeah.
And then that kind of stuff that we have extras of that we
right.
can actually
right.
Sell off and bring in some extra money. From
okay,
that, so.
I've heard this is an ongoing event that you have.
This is an ongoing event. Absolutely, yeah.
What kind of? How many bikes do you think you got?
So right now we have over, I want to say 150 bikes.
Oh, wow.
Lots of kids bikes. There are some adult bikes there too. And yeah, we got some big name bikes as well. So that's,
okay.
Yeah, we're excited.
That
we're
is really excited. Very cool. And so how do you get like the stuff that you said was in the attic? How does that
so
stuff?
So we're going to bring it downstairs and kind of like have a basically like a garage sale or a yard okay. sale sort of
right.
deal and
right.
have some tables and yeah, we're going to. Okay. Adopt them out.
There we go.
Yeah.
So this is happening on the 15th, you said?
Absolutely, 15th.
But what's the time frame? And for the people, some people may not know where you guys are at. Like,
so we're up in Gregoire, and it's from 10 to 4. And you can actually look at our address. I think it's 155 McAlpine Street.
Okay, cool. So up in Gregoire, for anybody who
yes.
doesn't know, it's pretty easy to find once you're up there.
Well, yeah, absolutely once easy. Right there. Across from Diversified.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the cop shop up there as well.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Diversified has so many different... buildings in town.
They got
they're quite diversified.
Yeah.
They're quite diversified.
Oh, there you go, Tanner. So listen, the last time you were here, you were brand new with the job.
Yes.
Like you were like, I want to say just maybe a month, if that,
I
into it.
I think maybe month or two into it. Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's exciting, difficult, challenging.
Yeah.
Every day is a new opportunity. Every day I learn something new. The animals and the people there are always teaching me something.
Right.
And, of course, with COVID and funding and mm-hmm. there's always some new challenges
that's
ahead
right.
of us. So
yeah.
it's great to get the creative juices going.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our plans work and some of them don't. But, yeah, we're working really hard to keep those animals safe.
Right on. Now, with the time that you've spent so far there, what would you say is the biggest area of support you think that the community could help you with that you've identified in the last few months?
So a lot of people are unaware that like a lot of the grants that go out to nonprofits are usually human dominated grants or are, if they are animal involved, it's usually to wildlife mm. or research. Mm. So not a lot of grants go to like housing animals.
Right.
But we do so much more than just housing animals. We have so many programs. Our ASH program, for instance, where we help people house their animals
yeah.
so they can get the help they need. They
right.
like so if they have medical conditions or they have they're escaping abuse
that's
or
right.
whatever, we actually will house their animals for a month
right.
to keep them safe while they're looking for
okay.
Or trying to fix their situation.
Right, right. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. That is a little bit of information that I don't think many people would know, would they?
No, we do a lot of human side as well as
yeah.
the animal side.
Yeah.
We work really well within our community.
Very cool. Tanner gave me phone shake. That means
yep.
he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, as you know. But before we jump into that segment, we got to give a big shout out to MIB Moving. They helped us move into this awesome new facility. So big thank you to MIB. Great company, really professional. And they crush it when it comes to moving. So, MIB Moving. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one animal you've met through your life that has made a standout memory for you?
So, actually, pretty recently, there is an animal we had called Autumn. Just got adopted, was in the shelter for just about 200 days, but at first did not like people, especially men. I was able to sit with that animal for every day for 3 weeks solid, and then suddenly it brushed up against the fence, meaning it wanted to be petted. And that was the first time we connected. And then after that, I just, every day for probably about 3 or 4 times a day, I'd go in and read to the animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
No doubt.
Question number two. What is one reason anyone would enjoy an SPCA event?
Oh, a number of reasons. We get the community involved. And then a lot of the events will have food. So that's my main reason.
There you go.
I love food. And they're supporting not just the animals, but also a lot of the people that we help with their animals.
Question number three. What has been your biggest achievement you've had with the SPCA since we've last seen you?
The biggest achievement? I think our Locked In a Kennel event was probably our biggest achievement. We actually did really well. We raised $25,000, which was awesome. So that was probably our biggest achievement. And we had a lot of support from a lot of community leaders, so that was great. Mm.
Question number four. If you could meet any fictional animal, what animal would that be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd probably say, we were just talking about Old Yeller. I'd probably say Old Yeller. I've actually always wanted a golden retriever when I was a kid, and okay. Old Yeller is probably the reason why.
There you go.
And your final question, what is one way you found helping these animals has helped yourself?
Actually, so much more than I expected. Just the matter of like watching the animals go through what they have to go through. They come in, they don't trust you, and you have to build that trust with the animals. It's really rewarding. Mm. And then you see that there's a lot of people in this world, too. I do some charity work and some work outside this as well with some of the homeless, and then you kind of get the same sense. You have to build the trust before you can work with them. So,
and those have been your five questions.
There you go. So that event that you had when you locked people in the kennel, what was that like? Oh no, they're not here yet, bro. I didn't message me. Yeah, what was that like? I saw it online. Did you literally like lock Mike Jones in a kennel?
Locked him in a kennel.
And they like had to stay in there until
they had to stay in there until like they collected a certain amount of money. And it was awesome. So it was a really good event. We had a lot of really good people. And so basically we put a call out beforehand to them so that they can look and and try to raise the money before they got to the kennel, so they didn't necessarily have to be locked in the kennel.
Right.
Of them do want to be participating, so that was pretty cool.
That's right.
And then so they came in, and even Tani Yao came in and got locked in the kennel. And it was really neat. Yeah, it was a good time.
And was that the first time you had an event like that, like with that kind of concept, or have you guys been doing that for a bit?
Locked in a kennel before, but it was held at Earl's, but this one was actually in the kennel itself,
right,
which was pretty cool because then they got to see our new facility and they got to see how the animals basically lived as well, which
awesome. That's right. Yeah. I've seen these pictures. I'm like, is this for real or did they just do that for like the photo op? So I'm glad you came in and clarified. That was
for
legit.
Real. Yeah. We set them up with a comfy bed and some food and water and made sure that they had internet access. So
that's great. That's a fun event. That's a cool. Like I like to see when non-for-profits or anybody for that matter comes up with a unique spin on how to generate income. That is hilarious. So what kind of food are you going to have at this event on the 15th?
So we're going to do pancake breakfast, and then we're going on into the evening. We're also going to do some hot dogs and hamburgers as well. It's going to be 10 till 4 p.m., so we're going to be doing the barbecue all day long, and we're going to be doing the garage sale and the bike sale from that time as well, because we want to make sure that we can sell as much as we possibly can. And get as many funds as we possibly can.
Okay. So you might not have the products yet, but I'm a bit of a hot dog connoisseur. I love hot dogs.
Yes.
What kind of hot dogs are we talking
all
about?
All beef.
Here? All beef hot dogs. All beef
hot dogs.
Oh, wow. Yes. Tanner, put it on the list. I think we got to go check this place out.
Absolutely.
They must be good hot dogs if you're willing to spend time around animals.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm going to come because, like, although I don't love to spend time around animals, my little boy loves animals.
Yeah, because he's especially a normal cats. Human being.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And he's been to the SPCA a number of times, actually, to read to the cats.
Yes.
And, like, he really, like, enjoys that, and I'm just... I never take him. I never take him, but he loves doing it. And he comes home and he's like, oh my God, they were so cute. And I got to read to them. And I'm just like, that's great. That's great.
That's
so
awesome.
I love the SPCA because it gets me out of owning a cat, but my little man still gets to spend some time with animals.
It's ironic because awesome. Your spirit animal is a cat.
That's right. That's right.
And you're scared to be around them.
Yeah. Cats make me so nervous. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I've never had a...
Your feline instincts, probably.
That's right. I've never had, like, an encounter with them in regards to a bad one. Like, cats pounced on me when I was a kid or stuff, but I've had way more bad interactions with dogs. But I don't mind being around dogs. But I don't want dogs as a pet either, but... yeah. But I'll come and support and donate money and, like...
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
My thing is, I'll tell the story. I don't care. When I was younger, I had to house sit for a family that had a huge dog. And I was terrified of this dog. And when I say younger, I just mean I was in my 20s. And that seems like a lifetime ago, though. I'm like, I'm the wrong person to do this. Like, this dog was in this huge cage. And it was a huge cage. Like, triple the size of this office. Like, oh, it's okay. There's a dog track. And you do, like... just put him in this section of the cage to clean it out and do it. I'm like, well, that's just torture. If you locked me in a cage for like a month, like, so I had to like conquer my fears and like bribe friends. And like, I'd go and I'd like deal with this dog. Horrific. So although I don't want animals in my personal space all the time, I still have empathy for them. And like, it's heartbreaking when a pet doesn't have a home. So like what you guys are doing is phenomenal.
And you know
phenomenal.
What? There's some people that don't want the animal or don't want animals, and that's respectable.
Yeah.
They choose not to have the animals that don't belong in their homes.
That's right.
Which
that's
is right. fantastic. Yeah. I'd rather the animals go to people that love animals
that's right.
and want to be in their homes.
That's right.
And that's the way it should yeah. be. So.
And the cool thing about you guys, because I did, we spoke a little bit after the show and stuff, like you really prepare those dogs for success. And when I say dogs, I just mean animals in general. There's cats there too. But you prepare them for success in regards to, like, getting them, like, properly vaccinated and making sure that they are healthy before they go out. And so when a homeowner does have them, or like you're saying in regards to they might be afraid of humans prior to, but, hey, let's get them back in. You guys put a lot of time and effort to make sure that when an animal is adopted that, you know what, the track record is probably, like, the highest it can be.
We absolutely do, and we try to make it sure that it's the right fit for the right home, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest part of the adoption process.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have multiple right homes.
That's right.
You just got to go with the right one at the time on the paper. So
that's right.
But it's really an extensive process to make sure that we have the animals in the right home.
Yeah, that's right. So as far as volume is concerned, what kind of volume do you guys kind of sit at? I know we talked about it last time, but I totally forget.
So it depends on the day. So like right now, I believe we're closer to 70 animals, so
okay,
it could be up to 90, it could be down to 60.
Right.
It all depends on the day.
Right.
Our max is at 90, so we're getting closer to our max again.
Right.
But yeah, that's it. It depends on the day and on the number of animals that are coming in.
So. That's right. So it's important, especially if you're getting close to that number, to get that message out to come adopt, bring people in.
Absolutely.
Last time you were here, COVID was in full swing. I think we were wearing masks maybe for the last time we shot an episode. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
But are people allowed to come back into the facility now and like
Absolutely.
Walk the dogs and take them on?
Yeah.
Like
we're full swing now. We're ready to go. No more having to wear the mask or anything like that.
That's fantastic.
And they can full volunteer support. We're looking for volunteers right now actually to help us clean our compound and stuff. And we're always looking for volunteers to
Good.
Help out.
Yeah. So people can get back in now. So if anybody's watching the show and they want to be a volunteer, may come and walk a dog on their lunch breaks or on the weekends mm-hmm. or come volunteer to help clean, like how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so they can actually just phone the front desk or type in info at fortmcmurray.ca, fortmcmurraysPCA.ca.
Right.
And we just say you want to volunteer and just list off what you want to volunteer for, because some people don't necessarily like to do a lot of the cleaning, but want to walk the dogs or vice versa. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And as far as donations are concerned, how can people donate to you outside of your events?
Yeah, outside of the events, please, go to fortmcmurraysPCA.ca, and there's lots of, they'll just link you right to a donor button. Click on that donation, or just come in and donate that way as well.
There we go. Cool. Well, listen, my man Tanner hit the watch. That means we are out of time. That being said, before we cut anybody loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
Excellent. Yeah, once again, May 15th, Pedals for Paws. It's going to be an awesome event. We have lots of bikes for sale. Why buy new when you can buy a nice used bike that's going to help a local charity and do a lot of good works for a lot of people? So that's pretty much it for me. And please come visit us at the SPCA and don't forget to donate.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. Do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, and the Max City Minute sponsor, MIB Moving. Thank you so much for your guys' ongoing support. We do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.